Welcome to the Agape Podcast, the podcast about Christ's unconditional love, otherwise known as Agape. I'm your host, Liv, and let's get started into today's episode. Hey everyone, it's Liv, and today for the podcast, I thought, hey, let's do a Christmas special. So the Christmas special is going to be a past episode about wreaths. So not only in that episode do we talk about the history of wreaths, we also talk about the Christian meaning behind wreaths. So I thought, hey, that would be a great episode. So that's the episode we're going to have for our Christmas special. So once you sit back, listen, and enjoy. Hey guys, it's Liv. Welcome back to the podcast, and today we're going to be going over, we're starting a new series that will be going over Christmas traditions. And it's going to be the Christian meanings in these traditions. And because the reason as Christians why we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus' birth. Because it literally says it, in Christmas, Christmas. We do that because and over the last few years, or decades, if you want to get really touchy, or particular, you have seen this materialistic version of Christmas that has come out. And not to say there's anything bad by it. But we need to remember the true meaning of Christmas. So today we're going to be starting with wreaths. Now you've probably seen wreaths, like, for different holidays nowadays, but their main intent was for Christmas. And wreaths started out as Advent, or sort of Advent calendar. Advent is basically where you count how many days till Christmas with some kind of special calendar, or just a fun way of counting how many days till Christmas, basically. And so the story goes that in 1839, there was this minister, and he was working at a children's mission in Germany. And he made a wreath out of the wheel of a cart. And so the minister took 20 small red candles on the outer ring of the wheel, and 4 larger white candles on the inside of the ring. And so you lit the red candles on the weekdays, and then you lit the 4 white candles on Sundays. And this was a way that you taught the children how to count down the days until Christmas. Now these wreaths do have a meaning behind them. Your traditional Christmas wreaths, Advent wreaths do. Holly branches for the thorns on Jesus' head, and the circle represents God without no end. Red for the blood, Jesus bled, and evergreens for in eternity we shall live. Wait, did I just make up like a rhyme? think I did. Anyway, it's where we. And so, through this Christmas tradition, you already see the gospel that Jesus came down to be born as a human child, and he came down. And he came down to save us from our sins and to wash us clean of them so that we could be with him and we could be in relationship with him. And we got to experience this agape kind of love that is just different, you know? And this agape kind of love I'm talking about, it's unconditional. And even when you think you've done the worst of the worst, no, you haven't. And so he then died a death on a cross that we deserve to die. It was a very brutal death. And then he went down to the grave. He went down to hell and he fought it out with Satan. And now we live in eternity. Well, we now he lives in eternity forevermore as ruler and king. And now we can be with him forevermore. All we have to do is say a simple prayer and experience this agape kind of love. The simple prayer, if you want to accept him, Jesus, into your heart, all you have to do is say a simple prayer like this, and then you can get to know him. So if you want to come along with me, say a simple prayer. Bow your head, close your eyes. If you're listening to this while driving or doing something or watching kids or something, just at least if you're driving, please do not close your eyes. At least pull over on the side of the road if you can. If you want to say this prayer. Dear God, I believe that I have sinned against you. I mean, I know that I've sinned against you. I have done many things wrong that has separated me from you. But I believe Jesus can save me. I just ask Jesus to come into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. Just, Lord, please forgive me. Make my heart clean. Lord, I promise to make you the Lord of my life, and that I will serve you and learn from you. Thank you for setting me free my sin. Thank you. Thank you for giving me new life. I love you. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You said that prayer, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you. You get to experience something amazing. Make sure to check out or other episodes of the Agape Podcast. I will also give you my resources in the description if you want to look up those articles about reefs. So, I hope you all have a blessed and amazing day or night wherever you are in the world. Bye for now. Hey everyone, it's Liv checking back in. So that was the end of that episode. Before you go, I have one more thing to say. Well, a few more things. I hope y'all all have a great, merry, and wonderful Christmas. And if you'd like, make sure to check out our Pinterest page and our Facebook page. I'll make sure to link them in the description. Like I said, again, I hope you all have a merry, happy, and safe Christmas. Bye!